Listening to CJLO News. Pressure is mounting for the Quebec government to act on abuse and violence against women in the province. In the first 4 months of 2026, 9 women in Quebec have been killed in intimate partner violence contexts. Earlier this week, co-spokesperson for the political party Quebec Solidaire, Rouba Gazal, published an open letter to Quebec's new premier, Christine Frachette, urging her to adopt new legislation tackling intimate partner violence and femicide. The letter has over 600 signatures. Here is Gazal.
It's a very big and important symbol to have a woman premier in Quebec, Madame Christine Frachette. But symbols can't save lives. We need to go forward than symbols. Today, I'm here and I ask Madame Christine Frachette to act, to listen to all women, men who want to prevent another feminicide to happen in Quebec.
The letter urges for the adoption of the Gabi Renault bill. Renault was killed last September and found in her apartment 3 weeks after her death. This bill would allow women to access certain records about their partners to see if they have a registered history of violence.
This law will inform women about the violent action of their partner. They can know if their partner has done violent action with his ex. So to have information can protect lives, women.
Quebec Parliament is prorogued until May 5th. Gazal and the over 600 signatories of the letter want to see Premier Frachette reopen Parliament immediately to pass the bill. Here is Manon Massé, an MLA with Quebec Solidaire and a signator of the letter.
We have the money. Madame Frachette have the money. She said that she wants to do something. So I ask her to do it for real, not only for the flash or the show.
The open letter also suggests an increase of funding for women's shelters. Here is Louis Rendeau, an advocate for intimate partner violence victims with Maison Femme.
To help more women, we need more workers, more frontline workers, and we also need new shelter.
Premier Frachette would not respond for comment. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
Welcome to this week's episode of Bikini Broadcast. My name is Ingrid. I once again ran from the Bixie station. Not having class and then having to be on Loyola campus is really difficult. But I'm here because I love being here for the station and my show and everything. The song you just heard is Capri Pants by Bikini Kill. Wanted to play that one because it's officially Capri weather. I was wearing Capri Pants yesterday. Not today, but maybe tomorrow. Who knows? And yeah, we're just going to keep going. It's a really fun one today. It starts off like slower and then we're going to be dancing. We have some new wave and then some kind of like early 2000s electro pop, electro clash kind of thing. With some like surprise CanCon. So yeah. Next, we're keeping it up with Double Kathleen Hannah, Ode to Bedroom Dancing by La Tigra.
I'm not afraid to die.
That was a cover of One Thing by a band named Cable. I kind of like haven't been able, they like put out this cover and like two other songs and that's it, I'm pretty sure. But my friend Riley showed me that song at the end of first year, probably like 2 years ago, almost exactly. And I was like, oh my god, I feel like maybe the first time I didn't really like it. I mean, I also, it's interesting because I didn't really know the One Direction song. But now I listen to the One Direction version, I'm like, this sucks. Because I don't know, I just really love that cover. I think it's amazing. And really good for like summer. I listen to a lot at night in the summers. But yeah, next we have some new Canadian stuff, Museums. I play them a lot on my show, and I feel like this is a more upbeat track for them. They do kind of more like shoegazy stuff normally, but this one's more like indie dream pop kind of thing, I think. But this is their new song, Trade. And after that, you'll hear Wool in the Wash by Crying. Thank you, Paul, for showing me that album. If y'all know Paul trawling the megahertz, he has some great music, so tune into that. First, Trade. When you called, I could barely see your face. We knew he'd leave, now who's left to blame? Did you call, I seem to forget your name?
Want to know the easiest way to help out your favorite community radio station? Well, there's this thing called the Community Radio Initiative. The National Campus and Community Radio Association and stations from across the country, like ours, are asking the federal government for direct funding for our sector. For CGLO's part, there are so many people at our station that are truly passionate about radio, and getting that funding would allow us to do so much more on and off the air. So if you want to help us out, head on over to mycri.ca. There's a letter writing campaign going on right now, and on that site, you'll find a tool that will generate an email for your MP and a bunch of other ministers in about 30 seconds. Again, that site is mycri.ca. Thanks for your support.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You have part of my attention. You have the minimum amount.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, then tune in to At the Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM with your hosts,
Remy
and Danny.
Baby rap. CJLO 1690 AM, music for babies.
This album is really awesome. That was genuinely, that's just like everything I want to hear in a song. I don't know what genre that is. But I love it. Although it reminded me that I need to wash my wool sweaters before I leave. And then I was like, oh, my entire life is so unorganized. But I feel like this playlist is kind of like representative of just not caring and like dancing around, which now I'm like, okay. Cause like school, I finished school like a week and a half ago. So I was like, la di da di da. Yay, I can just go sit in the park, especially like once the weather got good. Now I'm like, oh my God, I have to like get my life together. Don't we all though? But for now, for now in this hour, we can dance, which is the name of the next song. We're going to some new wave stuff. I'm just going to let the next three songs play all in a row. First, you're going to hear Dance by ESG. And after that, It's Obvious by Au Pair, which actually I discovered one time. Pretty sure I Shazammed that at Lesko one time. But yeah, great song. And then there's another really fun one after that. But for now, Dance, ESG.
So I swivel my hips and I sugar roll down to the ground.
Welcome back. You're listening to this week's episode of Bikini Broadcast. My name is Ingrid, and I'm here every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Next week, there'll be a show, but me physically will be in British Columbia, so that's pretty exciting. And then I might be there for like 2 shows, and then I'll be back in Montreal. Excited to be here for the summer. I was in Jean-Mons yesterday, and it was like crazy. Genuinely, everyone, and the day before, everyone was there. Wow, it's beautiful. Me and my friend were like, wow, we just couldn't stop like going on about how awesome. And then we were like, it's gonna be like this every day, and we're like, wait, imagine a bottle of wine. Yeah, just, it's pretty awesome. I feel like, especially though, like the first 2 real days of summer in Jean-Mons, like really everyone is out, because it's like the first time. Anyway, we have a few more fun songs. Now we're getting more into some early 2000s stuff. Next is a song also that I was like listening to at the end of first year, like the One Direction cover. Yeah, this is Goldfrapp with Strict Machine, and then after that we have some really awesome like electropop indie sleaze-ish CanCon. I don't know if it's really indie sleaze, but definitely of kind of that era. I feel like the song after that is from like 2009 or something, so maybe, yeah, I feel like that's around that time. I don't know. But yeah, next is Strict Machine by Goldfrapp.
She did love, wonder what to do. Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics. Sharing your passion since 2012.
Me and Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Sorry to break up your ad break, but this is Death of the Mid-Range, your future favorite NBA talk show. We help you start off your week right every Monday morning at 9 a.m., bringing you a diversity of episodes on the beautiful sport of basketball. All of this is, of course, on CJLO. We will see you there.
Hey, man. I would really like you to stop picking on me and instead listen to 6090 AM CJLO in Montreal.
Welcome back. You're tuned in to Bikini Broadcast. My name is Ingrid. Before the break, you heard Strict Machine by Goldfrapp, and then I Get Around by Dragonette, which is a Canadian artist still putting out music, but I think like most popular in like just at the beginning of the 2010s. Like I think this album is from 2007, I want to say, maybe 2009. And if like what I was doing yesterday and you, okay, hold on. If you were listening to that and were going, why does that voice count sound kind of similar, like I was doing yesterday, it's because Dragonette wrote partially and is featuring on maybe like one of the best. I don't know. It's like, yeah, I almost just want to play the song. But there's a song that everyone knows, a dance song, and it probably makes everyone think of those early iPod commercials. And I feel like when I was 12, it was really annoying, but now it's kind of an awesome song. It's like that song Cool Kids by Echo Smith or something, that you like hear every like once a year and you're like, wait, oh my god. Anyway, so I'm gonna play that song, and then after that we have another Canadian song of the same era, and then we might even have room for another one. Maybe I'll throw in something else at the end, but for now, this is Hello by Martin Solveig and Dragonette. Hello by Martin Solveig and Dragonette. They co-wrote it, so that's half written and performed by a Canadian. I just found this out like 2 days ago and I was like, wait, that's Canadian. But like, doesn't that make so much sense? I feel like so many kind of like popular stuff from the early 2000s, like 2010s, was secretly Canadian. Which also is the name of a record label, Secretly Canadian. I'm pretty sure Faye Webster's record label is called Secretly Canadian, but it's not. I remember a lot of it looked it up, and it's like from, I don't know, like Massachusetts or something. Don't take my word on that, though. But next, another Canadian, You Say Party, We Say Die. That's the name of the band. The song is Laura Palmer's Prom. Really great song name and band name, kind of. And after that, I think I have time, so I'll probably throw in a Metric song. But I hope you guys had as much fun with that last song as I did. I know that, like, boosted my mood, like, 10 times. But yeah, the next one's fun, too. And then I guess the one after that will be as well, because I have time to add. Normally, I'm, like, running low on time, so I don't know what happened. But I'm liking it. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking if I want to get to that Metric song. You Say Party, We Say Die with Laura Palmer's Prom on CJLO 1690 AM. That was Laura Palmer's Prom by You Say Party, We Say Die, Vancouver band. And I'm actually going to have to end off the show here. Kind of perfect timing today for the first time ever. So, yeah, at least something's going right. Anyway, tune in.